K-State Nation, what's happening? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Recording to you. Yes, a rarity. Monday, on a Monday evening. Yes, I said it Monday evening. I'm taking a little time out because I have hit the taper phase now of the marathon I'm competing in. I'll talk about it here. As it gets closer, I'll mention it. As it gets closer, as we are 3 weeks away from that, less than that. So, but anyways, we're gonna talk Wildcat spring football here in just a minute. It's your first time listening to this podcast, checking out this K-State podcast. Yes, I know, another Kansas State sports podcast, but we cover all things K-State sports, not just two sports. There's a lot going on around K-State sports, and here on this edition here tonight as I'm recording this, this will pop up first thing on Tuesday morning unless something else changes. So there you go on that. Spring football officially started, I want to say, towards the end of last weekend. I know this is kind of the little bit of preview spring football. I know it's kind of in the back burner. I kind of put this to the back burner a little bit. What's going on with the K-State baseball team? Of course, Carter Burnett's huge achievement. Huge, not only achievement, but win in Augusta. The women's tennis team doing some big things as well. Obviously, we've been keeping track of the K-State women's basketball team's run throughout the NCAA tournament. And a quiet standstill in the transfer portal for K-State athletics to this point anyways. But yeah, so this has been kind of been put for me to the back burner. But now I'm going to talk about it for a few minutes here on this episode here. Chris Klieman, right? I just pulled up. Okay, yeah. So Chris Klieman and the Wildcats get ready for spring ball. If it not already started, because we're already in the month of April, right? We are 7 days into the month of April, right? And they just got done hitting the gym and whatnot for strength and conditioning, right? And that's what the team won, obviously, as they hit the field for practices. And if you're a new K-State fan, look, back in the days of Bill Snyder, obviously, look, they had a spring football game. Chris Klieman and his staff don't believe in that such a thing. And that's okay. We got used to the no spring football game, like the purple and silver, whatever you want to call it, right? So, yeah. So, look, Chris Klieman last year, this team was expected to be, what, pick second, preseason number two behind Utah, and K-State faded down the stretch, and it was disappointing. It was disappointing, without question. Very, very disappointing season. Despite, yeah, you play Rutgers, and for a moment of time, I thought that game was done. Rutgers, right, had us dead to rights, but K-State, in K-State typical fashion, fought their way back and won that ball game. And, of course, your MVP, Dylan Edwards, is back for another season, and obviously, and it should, all the attention, all the focus and attention, as we all know by now, Avery Johnson, the quarterback of this team, right? So, again, they got a lot of people coming back. 44-41 win in the Rape Bowl last December, right? Chris Klieman said they had a good first phase. Of course, I mentioned the strength and conditioning, right? So now, you bring that, and this popped my eye here. And obviously, K-State, yeah, they're a young ball club. Yeah, we understand that. But now you're to the point now that, again, I've talked about this all over pretty much every time we talked about K-State women's basketball comes to mind. The core group of players. You don't see that no more. You don't see that no more in college with the transfer portal. And I mentioned transfer portal already and all that other stuff. But now you bring back, this was an eye-popping number, K-State Nation. 51. 51 letter winners. 13 of them at least started 5 games. And you had another 7 that earned all Big 12 recognition in the postseason, right? So, again, they're going to be right up there in the mix. And again, in the case is opening up overseas in Ireland, again, if you're not already, you might be too late in the ball game, but if you're not already, go ahead and get them tickets. I know I won't be, but hey, go ahead and get those tickets now. If you have not already, to Ireland, where you got to play Iowa State right off the jump. Virtual opponent, Farmageddon, overseas in Ireland. And I can't remember the title of the game. Top of my head right now. I can't remember the title. I'll get to that. But we got the main thing. They're going to be playing Ireland. They're not playing in Manhattan. They're not playing. Well, last year they played in Ames. They're not going to play in Manhattan this year. They got to go pack them bags up overseas. They go to Ireland to play Iowa State right from the jump. So we already know that, right? So again, you have all these players coming back. In the course, some changes to the offense. Matt Wells now takes over full-time, like I thought he should last year. I sat on this podcast and said, oh, damn, I thought Matt Wells was going to fully take over. Nope. He was solely focused on the quarterback position. But now, you got the whole offense back, right? So there you go. Now you still have Joe Klenneman in the D.C., defensive coordinator for the Cats there as well. So, look, and it looks like from what I read the article from D. Scott, if you have not already, go check that out, kcsports.com. Speed, massive speed. What these coaches or coach staff is looking at. Okay, and they're going to still do that along with, right, getting themselves ready to go. Obviously, we still have a few months before kickoff in Ireland, right? So, take a look at the offense. Some key players of note here. I've already mentioned Avery Johnson, Dylan Edwards, and you bring back Chase Brown, which I thought for the minute, we all thought he was going to hit the transfer portal. And he decided, no, this is Avery's roommate. I'm going to stay put. So you got him back, right? Those three, the big three, are all juniors. Play a lot of football. So, and you got Garrett Oakley, who caught one of what? He's one of 5,000 tight ends. Of course, catch a touchdown pass last year from Avery Johnson. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Spring preview from the eyes of Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Yeah, so you have him back. And I believe it's Nick Wells is his name. I did a podcast on him 2 months ago when he became a new tight ends coach there. You get Braden Lofton back, who came onto the scene. They're both juniors. Look, you played a lot of football. So, Brandon Olsen, he's talked about it. Yep, I'm going to shout you out. Brandon Olsen, Locked On Gators, talked about core guys. You got a lot of football, and now you're to a point where now experience is key. There is no excuse. You're going to be a team that's going to be up in the mix for a possible playoff spot. They're supposed to be in the playoffs last year and missed it. Yeah, you're going to be disappointed. Hell yeah. And I said it. I said the exact same phase on the EG3 podcast, my other podcast, right? You train for something or whatnot. You set your goals. You don't achieve it. Hell yeah, you're going to be disappointed. And this, I just reeled off 5 names that have been in this program for the last 2 or 3 years. A lot of football. You got to get it done. You have to be up in the mix. You have to go to you have to go to Arlington this year. This is coming here, right? That's what it comes down to. Get yourself right. You don't want to be playing no damn rate bowl. Come on, man. it's not. And I'm sure me and I will have a lot to discuss on this topic. But it's just me talking right now. So obviously, you bring back an explosive Dylan Edwards, Joe Jackson. A lot of football there as well. We haven't even seen Storin Lockett on the field, except for our fair catching punts. So you have that going on. And on the defensive side of the ball, Austin Romain, another junior, right? Achidi Obiazar, defensive end, right? Desmond Purnell came back for another year. So you have all this talent come back over here. Of course, you got some new guys in the secondary, and V.J. Payne. I'm looking on here. These guys, V.J. Payne, Desmond Purnell came back. Let's see here. Looking down the line. Jack Fabris, a sophomore. Yeah, Wesley Fair also in that mix there as well. So you're going to have a new place kicker in Leighton Simmering. Let me see. Yeah, so yeah, you still got some new guys there that don't recognize, but you still, that's a surprise to me there. Desmond Purnell, maybe I misread it. Okay, yeah, he was a junior last year. I thought it was, yeah, but yeah, that is right. Yeah, he came back. BJ Penn, I thought he was a senior. So he came back for an extra year. So you have some experience on the defense side of the ball. You have a lot of guys that have all this playing time, right? So again, we're gonna we can't watch these practices because we're not that close to the team. We're 2 hours out from Manhattan. So we gotta rely on the John Kurtzes, the Fitzes of the world, the D Scotts, the Derek Youngs of the world, those type of names that you have heard on other podcasts. If you're not already, we're part of the family, K-State family and podcast. So you gotta rely on those guys, Coleman Becks. We're gonna have to rely on that for that information. So again, we're not gonna see this team until Ireland. So again, the mission, K-State, you have all this experience, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. And yes, you still have some key players coming back that's gonna really help them out. Corey McAllister, like that. Yeah, the expectation is to get to Arlington. You can't shortchange that. I'm sorry. You just can't shortchange it. Just like last year. Pick reason number two to get there, and then you fall short of that. You were right there in the mix. And then you had that second half swoon that we have seen too much. Whether it's football, men's basketball, women's basketball, throwing them in there. Baseball, going through that swoon right now. Unfortunately. So, again, we seen that second half downward twin way too much. And K-State football was right at the heat, top of the heap of it. You're what, 7-1, 8-1? You lose the last 3 or 4? Yeah, so we'll see what the attitude brings here in the spring. Obviously, we're not going to be, we're going to have to rely on, obviously, the content that we see and I hear throughout the rest of April. But that's kind of a look at what's going on. We're doing kind of a little bit of spring preview on this podcast, so I'm pretty sure, like it should, a lot of expectations going into this year. It's gonna run it back its course. Expectations, you gotta get to Arlington. And you're right in the thick of competing for a playoff spot, college football playoff spot, just like last year, right? You have the quarterback. Avery needs to take a couple steps forward. He's been, in my opinion, up and down. He needs to take a couple of steps forward. If this team, this K-State team, football team, is going to reach its goals later on this year, Avery Johnson, the quarterback for this team, he needs to take more than a couple steps forward. He's been hit, sometimes a big hit, and sometimes he missed it. I'm just giving you honest opinions, like I usually do. So we'll see what happens. Obviously, we still have several months before football season, but spring ball has arrived for K-State football, and it's going on right now. So I kind of wanted to back up a little bit and give you my takes here as K-State football has entered the spring football phase, and they're also getting their strength and conditioning in currently as well. As Chris Clemens said, they're already done with that phase, but I'm pretty sure they're going to incorporate that as the month of April rolls along. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it. We're a podcast found free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Again, make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Y'all be the first to know about it. Second thing, download the Podbean app, Greer3 A's Podcast. That's Greer3 A's Podcast, Greer. Number 3, EDID Apostrophe S Podcast. Myself and Alex Aiden. Thinking we're looking to hop on tomorrow night. I'll be out of town this weekend. And of course, make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about the Pro Project Podcast. Tell one, whether that's a student, your roommate, alumni, whatever that is. Make sure you continue to spread the word. And we thank you so much for your continued support here in 2025 of the Pro Project Podcast as we continue to trend upwards in the podcast space. Let's go do it for right now on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. Eddie Greer coming to you from, man, pity in a jar, Peter Jor. I'm not in Manhattan right now. I'm in Kansas City, Missouri right now. This is another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State sports.